donkeys can make great babysitters for sheep. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. University of Wyoming Extension officials imported donkeys from California to test them as predator deterrents in sheep flocks. Four of those imports were sent to the Laramie Research and Extension Center, where Callie Kepke is sheep unit manager. Kepke says the donkeys needed a little breaking in time.
Eventually, once that donkey figures out she's not going to get away with being naughty, they'll either get right in the middle of the flock and just stay with them. Two of the donkeys for sure are basically our lead sheep. So they'll get out in front of the herd and they'll start taking the herd wherever we need to go.
Kepke says the donkeys can become very attached to the flock.
They don't like being away from their sheep. So when we separate them out in the alleys, close the doors on the barns to work the sheep, they'll sit out there and bray and bray and bray until you finally put sheep back with them and then they're content.
The donkeys become very protective as well, which is the idea for using them as a replacement for guard dogs. Derek Skasta is director of the Laramie Center.
The big question is, how effective have these donkeys been? We still have had some losses, so it hasn't completely eliminated all deaths, but it comes out to an over 50% reduction in losses.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.